Time now on the Lately Radio Sports page to check in with some of the automatic qualifying athletes from the Newton High School boys and girls track and field teams.
Joining us now, we have Nick Milburn, a two-time champion here in his junior year as he wins both the shot put and the discus. So I guess things couldn't have went much better for you, Nick.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I was excited and I was happy with how I competed too. So
now I watched you in the discus and started out a little slow, didn't you there?
Yeah, I think I just had to get it rolling. The wind was a little weird today in the direction of it, so I had to get used to that and then just kind of speed my spin up a little bit. So yeah.
Hey, you really came through on your later throws there. Were you pretty satisfied with that given the conditions?
I'd say so. I think I definitely could have gone further. I've gone 165 this year, so a little bit shorter than what I was hoping for, but at the same time, to get first place is good. So yeah.
Definitely. Then the shot put took first there as well. What was your thoughts on how you did there?
I was okay with it. My big goal for this year is to go 60 feet, and didn't quite get there. I went like 55.9½, which is still a decent number, but I don't know. I think it gives me a good chance to do something big at state. So
yeah, maybe the competition might be a little tougher at state then, obviously.
Yeah, definitely. I think nerves are a lot higher too, so there's a little more at stake. So I don't know, just making sure. The big thing for me for this week is just making sure that I'm mentally ready for it, and the atmosphere will be a little bit different compared to smaller meet, but I'll be ready. And yeah
you went to state last year, right?
Yeah, and freshman year,
and
so
freshman,
I've, and Drake, so I've been there.
Yeah, pretty familiar with up there and everything. So you know, as you wind down your season here, you know, you're pretty pleased with the whole body of your work in track and field so far,
but I still think I got more to do, so yeah.
Well, congratulations. Good luck at state.
Thank you.
Talking to discus thrower Zach Felton, who is going on to state his senior year, makes it with a throw of over 152 feet. And how did you feel going into today?
I actually felt pretty confident because the last like four-ish meets, I've been consistently going over 150, and I knew that would probably be the mark to make it. So,
did the wind bother you at all? I know some of them were having a hard time keeping it in the mid.
Yeah. I mean, a little bit because it was like, it was so strong, but I mean, we got one out there, so that's all that matters.
152, is that one of your best?
It's definitely close. It's my PR is 158, but
Well, the conditions like this.
Yeah.
Came in second to a teammate, so I guess that's okay.
I was hoping to get him.
He's a good one.
Oh, he is. I was hoping to catch him at the end, but sadly didn't get one in.
Does he share any secrets with you or not?
I mean, he gives me some tips, and if I catch something, I'll give him some tips, so we kind of work together. So
have you been doing discus for quite a while?
Yeah, I've done it the last since freshman year. I started freshman year, so now I'm finally getting up there. So.
And is this your first time to state?
First time to state, it is. Yeah, I fell short a little bit last year, but
all right, looking forward to it, obviously.
Yeah, I need to get my redemption, so.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations, and
thanks
for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
Joining us now, we have Drew Bauer, who just the winner in the 400-meter hurdles. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. All glory to God, man.
55.56, I believe, is your winning time. Was that one of your fastest?
That was my fastest PR. Just adrenaline from districts definitely helps. I'm running next to one of the faster guys in the state from Pella, so that always helps. We love competing against each other, so it's a great race.
Yeah, it always helps when you have someone right there to drive you, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
So as you look at going to state, have you been to state before?
I went to state last year in the shuttle, which we came out. We didn't really have our best time during that run, but I'm super glad to go back. Just it should be a fun time.
How long have you been running the 400 hurdles?
This is my, I ran it like a couple times my freshman year, and then only ran it once last year. And then with Caden getting injured sadly, and my brother graduating, I knew it was my time to step in, and I knew what I had in me, and glad I got there. All glory to God.
Great time to get the PR, so congratulations. Good luck to state.
I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Joining us now, we have Max Sims, who is going to go to state in two events, and you just completed the 400-meter hurdles. What was the
shuttle hurdle.
Shuttle hurdle.
And we're still waiting on results for the 100 hurdles.
Okay. Is that possibly a not an automatic qualifier, but
it's not an automatic, but it's a big possibility right now. So,
all right, well, that'll be pretty busy up there then.
Yes, exciting.
Yeah, so you just got done running the 400 hurdles and 107.34. Is that one of your better times?
I think that's a PR, yeah.
Okay, felt good all the way?
It did feel good, yes. I mean, as good as running a 400 can be.
That's right. Understand. Yeah. You had some competition to drive you to. So
yes,
that always helps as well.
Very much. Yes.
Talk about the earlier event when you guys won the 100 meter shuttle hurdle relay.
Yeah. That one felt good. We had to switch up our order a little bit with the wind.
This is the girl.
So I normally start and I ended up anchoring.
Come on, Durant.
Okay. So we had to figure that out. But we all ran really well and had some really good splits, and we actually PR'd on the season, so good time for that.
Wow, that's definitely that's good, too. Is it more gratifying doing something individually or as a team with your friends and what have you?
I think, honestly, both are really gratifying. It's just different not having a strict qualifying in relays. I've never qualified in an individual before. Last year I was close. I was off by 0.02 of a second.
An update but on the girls' score.
To be able to do that's really cool as well, but doing it overall is really fun.
Yeah. Well, the girls are doing pretty good here, too, yes. Second team-wise, so that's a pretty good showing for you guys.
Yeah, we're doing really well as a team.
Well, congratulations. Best of luck
at
state. Are you done then for the night?
Yes, I am.
Okay. It's a big sigh there.
That's kind of, yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Well, there's some of the Newton High School athletes who automatically qualified for the state track meet from last night's qualifying meet in Pella. For the Lely Radio Sports page, I'm Randy Van.
Thank you so much.